Praise the Lord. What an exciting time to be able to be before you this morning, bringing forth the word of God. I'm going to open up in prayer before I go forth. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the thanksgiving and the praise, Lord God, for every listener that is out there this morning, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that this is a word in due season to the hearers, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that much fruit shall come forth in the lives of the people and that their lives will never be the same. I thank you, Lord God, for revelation knowledge of your word to be disseminated this day in the name of Jesus. Amen. As I was before the Father and I was seeking his face and what exactly do I need to speak on today, what dropped in my spirit, and the name of this title is called Worship Him. You see, it's so very important that we really understand and really grasp hold of what does it mean to actually worship the Lord, because it's so far greater than what we can even imagine or think. It's not just when we're just on church on Sunday and praise and worship goes forth, but worship needs to be incorporated into our everyday life. When we understand and have the revelation of what worship can do in our life, it will change our life forever. Now, I'm going to start with the text in Matthew 8, verse 1, and we're going to start there. Now, the Word of God says, when Jesus came down from the mountain, great throngs followed him. And behold, a leper came up to him, and prostrating himself, he worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you are able to cleanse me by curing me. Now, I want you just to catch hold of this for a minute. Here you have a man that had a disease that was incurable in that day and time, that they had to go before the priest to be able to get clearance, to be able to be out to say that they are actually healed. Because the thing is about when a person had leprosy, it was so embarrassing that they had to yell out way before they got near anybody to let them know that they were unclean. Can you imagine that? Every place you go, I'm unclean. Everybody stay clear. You don't want to get near me. You may catch something. So that was a very humbling fact for this man to be going through. But the thing was that when he came to Jesus, before he even asked him for anything, before he even petitioned him for anything, he lay prostrate on the ground and he worshiped him. Do you hear? Do you understand what I'm saying? Is that before we even go to the Father to even ask him for anything, we need to be in an attitude of worship, of magnifying him, not magnifying your problem. So many times when we pray, the first thing we say is we start blurting out all these challenges and all these things that we're going through, never once acknowledging him for who he is, to worship him for who he is. But this man, before he even asked him to heal him, he lay prostrate before him and worship him. That's a key. That's a key. That's a key. That's a key to be in an attitude of worship 24/7. That's why I said 24/7. We got to stop coming the wrong way to our Father. Just say, I need this. I need that. I'm going through this. Lord, fix this. Lord, give me this. I need that. No, 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 no. But how about going to the Father? Father, I magnify you. I glorify you. I thank you, Lord God, for who you are in my life, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, how you're a healing God. I thank you, Lord God, how you're a delivering God. I thank you, Lord God, how you give me peace in the midst of the storm. I thank you, Lord God, that in the midnight hour, when it looks like, appears like there's no hope, Lord God, you come in. Lord, you're the God that fights my battles for me. How about beginning to worship him? How about bringing his word before him instead of complaining, instead of crying, instead of whining? about the circumstance that you're going through. But this man came before him first, and he prostrated himself before him, and he worshiped him. Then he said, Lord, if you are willing, you are able to cleanse me and to cure me. Well, if you know anything about the Father, if you spent any time with the Father, if you spent any time in the Word, you know that his will is to heal you. You know his will is to deliver you from whatever situation that you're in. You would know that his will is to comfort you, to give you strength, that when you're weak, then are you strong in him, because he replaced your weakness for his strength. What a great exchange. He gives you his strength for your weakness. You see, that's the kind of God that we serve. Glory to God. You see, in verse 3, it talks about after all those things, after he worshiped him first, then after he made his quest known unto him, then it says that he, speaking of Jesus, reached out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. Be cleansed. Glory to God. Oh my gosh, what a revelation. If we get that first, that we worship him first. A lot of us have got it wrong. We sit up there and bring our petitions before the Lord, and yeah, we say, oh yeah, I'm walking in faith and this and that. And then you think about, well, I guess I'll praise him afterward. No. We got it wrong. We need to come before him first all, worshiping him and thanking him. Then give your requests and your petitions to the Father. And then after that, you can worship him some more. And see, it's already done. Do you know what God would do on our behalf if we worshiped him first, if we gave him all the glory first, if we didn't focus on the problem first, but sought him first, magnified his holy name, told him on how wonderful, how great he is, how he is all of that and then some, what would he do on our behalf? A lot of times we blockade our own self and our own prayers because we end up canceling everything out because we don't even go to him the right way. I'm going to let you chew on that for a moment. Ha! Go to him the right way. Now, let's give another illustration here. Now, in Matthew 15:22, this is another illustration of somebody that worshiped him before they received everything that they requested from the Father. Glory to God. And behold, a woman who was a Canaanite from that district came out and with a loud, troublesome, urgent cry, begged, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is miserably and distressfully and cruel, and she is cruelty possessed by a demon. I'm ministering out of the Amplified version of the Bible. But I want you to think about this. She began, but this one is a little bit different because at first she began to start talking her problem. But then there's something that she did. Let's go on. Verse 23. But he did not answer her. Did you hear what he said? He didn't even answer her when she came to him and began to start talking about, okay, this is my problem. This is my challenges. These are all the things that I'm going through. But then she switched it because then she began to start crying out to him. Oh, Lord. That means when you call somebody a Lord, that means that they, my gosh, that they got power to be able to come in and turn a situation on your behalf because they're Lord. Son of David, my daughter, she began to worship him. And then she began to start bringing back her request before him. But he didn't answer. He actually ignored her. But it says, and then not only did he ignore her, but his disciples came and said to him, you know what? Send her away. She bothering us, Lord. Oh my God, have you ever had something that you were standing and believing God for and everybody else telling you to be quiet? It's not going to happen. You might as well don't even bother God about it because you know he's not going to answer that. Hello, but something happened. Verse 24, he answered her. He said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. In other words, you know, I'm not here for you. I'm here for the lost sheep of Israel. So first of all, he ignored her first. Then he told her, I'm not here for you. I'm here for the lost sheep of Israel. But something happened. But she came and she began to kneel and she began to worship him. See, you got to get the revelation of this thing. Even though he said no in that moment. She switched up and said, uh-oh, wait a minute, hold up. She began to worship him because she realized that he was the only one that could fix her daughter's dilemma. And she knew that she needed to worship him. So she kneeled down and she worshiped him and she kept on praying. And she said, Lord, help me. Do you hear? Do you see? Do you have the revelation of this? She began to worship him, even when he ignored her in that situation, even when he told her, I'm not here for you, but I'm here for the lost sheep of Israel. She said she began to worship him. She began to kneel down, and it says, and he answered it, it is not right. My soul, my gosh, it is not right. It is not proper, becoming, or even fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. He called her a dog, and it didn't faze her. She continued to worship him. She continued to magnify him. And then she said, but yes, Lord, yet even the little pups, even the little puppies eat the crumbs that fall from the table. Oh my gosh. And when she said that, my gosh, Jesus rose up and said, he answered her, oh woman, great is thy faith. Why? Because she persisted. She continued to worship him. She continued to magnify. I don't care what you call me. I don't care if I'm not in the right, not in the right place where I need to be, but I need a miracle right now. I need you right now. You're the only one that can bring me through this situation. So whatever it takes, if you want me to eat the crumbs off the floor, I'll do that because I know that you're more than able to do what's needed to be done. And I worship you and I thank you. Let me tell you something. Even though you may be standing and believing God for something, there may be adverse circumstances. Things don't look like, things don't appear like, things may even be contradictory to what God has already said, what he's gonna do in your life. But see, at that time, that's where you continue to worship him, where you continue to magnify. I'm not moved by the circumstance. They may have told me no, but Lord, I know what you said. You promised me in your word, Lord God, whatsoever things I desire when I pray, believe that I receive them and I shall have them. Now, Lord, I know that I'm praying according to your word because I'm not praying anything that doesn't line up with your word. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God. It's already done. And you begin to start worshiping. Father, I glorify you. Lord, I magnify you. Lord, your words receive all the glory, all the honor, all the thanksgiving and the praise. Lord, they may have said no on the promotion, but Lord, I know that promotion is mine, Lord God, because you said, Lord God, that promotion is mine. So Father, I thank you, Lord God, you're shifting, you're moving, you're rearranging things on my behalf because I got power with you and I got favor with men. So things got to shift because I walk in your favor, glory to God, and they will favor me far above all the rest. That job is mine. That position is mine. That thing is mine that I've been requesting. Father, I magnify you. And then all of a sudden, as you begin to worship him, you begin to praise him, he begins to come down in the midst of you and his presence. I know, oh my gosh, his presence comes and fills the place, and he begins to speak to that hiring manager. He begins to speak to that person in authority that has the authority to be able to promote you, and then they begin to start reevaluating that situation. You know what? I didn't consider that about so-and-so. Yeah, it's due time. It's time for them to have that promotion. It's time for them to have that raise. It's time for that money to be released into their hand. And then things begin to shift. But see, but you didn't start praising him after the fact. You began to praise him in the midst of it, even before the fact, even before you could see it, because you were looking with the eyes of faith, because you had such a relationship. You were such an intimate relationship with the Father that you knew that it was already done. Yes, I know that there is an in-between time before the beginning to the end. But see, but the moment that you pray, you believe believe that you receive it and you shall have it. That's why you already praised him before it even happened, because you seen it already done. You seen you already walking in that promotion. You already seen them promoting you and putting you in the place that God said that you will already be, because you've gone through the process, because you've gone through the seasoning, and now it's your time for that promotion to come forth. No demon in hell can stop, block, sabotage the thing that God has for you. But the thing is that the enemy will try to come in, try to block you, and try to use your own authority against yourself to stop right before the breakthrough, right before the manifestation. It seems like everything is breaking out from the right, the left, the east, and the west. Why? Because the enemy heard about your promotion. So he's trying to get you to back off of what you've already seen, what God has already told you. But no. That's not the time to stop. That's not the time to give up. That's not the time to throw up your hands and say, well, I guess it's just not going to come to pass, because it looks like this is happening. It looks like that is happening, and nothing seems to be going forward. But that's a lie. That's just a smoke screen from the enemy. Father, I give you the glory. What belongs to me is mine. I am everything that you said I am. I can do everything that you said I can do. I can have, I can walk in, I can possess everything that you have for me. It's mine. I receive it now. It's mine. No more delays. Now I decree and declare it now. It's mine in the name of Jesus. When you begin to get that revelation about worship, when you begin to start getting that revelation about praise, nothing or no one can stop you, because your mind is set. Your heart is set. Your faith is set. Everything is set, because it's a done deal. It is a done deal. God is not a man that he would lie. If he said he will do it, you can rest assured he's going to do it. You can bank on it. You can take it to the bank, because he's a man of his word. He will do it for you. Glory to God. Oh my gosh, my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. I just shared to you today. There's somebody out there today that you needed to be encouraged, that this was a right now word for you right now. Take it, receive it. Everything that God has for you. Stay in an attitude of worship before the Father. Magnify him, glorify him. Go to his word and see who he is, and begin to start decreeing and declaring out of your mouth. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are my provider. I thank you, Lord God. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are my peace. I thank you, Lord God. You are Jehovah Shammah, that you are my gosh. You will never leave me. You will never forsake me. I thank you, Lord God, that you are my protector, that the righteous run into and they are safe. You are my protector. You protect me from the hand of the enemy. I thank you, Lord God, that my sleep is sweet and peaceful sleep. You begin to decree and declare what God has said over your life. My marriage is whole. Jesus is in the center of my marriage. Begin to start saying the things that you know that the Father wants for you to have. He wants you to have a good marriage. He wants you to have a good relationship with your spouse. He wants you to have a good relationship with your children, with your co-workers, with your associates, with those that you work together in the ministry. That's his will. That's his desire. Glory to God. His will, his desire is that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Glory to God. We need to begin to start decreeing. Wealth and riches are in our household forevermore. You may only got 10 cents in your pocket right now, but that's a temporary thing. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you give me wisdom to do the things that I need to do, that I may prosper, that you prosper me, Lord God, that I will give back into the kingdom of God. Begin to start decreeing and declaring what God has for you. I am a financier for the kingdom of God. Money cometh to me now. Not money leaveth from me, but money cometh to me now. I call you forth from the north, the south, the east, and the west. You're raising up somebody somewhere with their power, their ability, and their influence to help me, come forth. Resources, come forth. Connections, come forth. Everything that I need to fulfill my assignment in this earth, come forth now. I call it forth now. I decree and declare it now in the name of Jesus. And I'm out of time. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. For those of you that would like to contact me, my contact information is 661 area code 618-8024. If you'd like to email me and contact me, my email information is preacherlady2@gmail.com. I also would like to invite you to come to my church, Living Praise Christian Center, where the pastors there are the Apostle Dr. Fred L. Hodge and Pastor Linda Hodge. We have two services, and our address location is 2320 East Avenue R in the city of Palmdale, California. We have a 9 a.m. service and 11 a.m. service on Sunday mornings. Also, we have our midweek Bible study, which is on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. See you next time. Bye-bye.